Hey, it's Azure Friday, and we're deep into Windows Azure Notification Hubs with Elio DiMaggio. Thanks a lot. We have made broadcasts. We have narrowed them down to individual users, to people who are interested in certain things, even languages. We've templatized them, but I'm realizing there's a lot of responsibility on the client right now. And is this secure? Could you subscribe to my personal notifications if I were making a mail application?
Yes. So if you are sending notifications that are somewhat sensitive or they should not be public, one way to the problem with the approach that we showed is that the connection string to register is actually embedded in your app. And that one doesn't know that a certain tag is actually only associated to your user. So anybody, me for instance, I could register for the tag that's identifying your user with your user ID.
So it's not a big deal if you register also for French news, or if that's not a secret. If somehow that URI, that unique identifier, gets out, if it's a unique personal identifying URI, then that's a problem.
Yes, you might want to secure the registration process in a way which is done by basically not registering directly from the device to the notification hub, which basically means the problem was the connection string.
Right.
Let's not give the connection string anymore.
Okay, so this is interesting because it's the same kind of architectural indirection that we did in the previous videos where, you know, the responsibilities didn't quite feel right. Let's put someone else in charge.
Yes.
So I'm going to guess that you're going to take the responsibility of registering from the client and you're going to move it back.
Yes.
Okay, so how do we do that?
So basically, we do that by basically using the authentication mechanism that you're already using for your app. So most likely, if you do have users, you have a way to identify that I'm Elio and I can only register for user ID of the Elio user and not for somebody else.
Right, I might be using basic auth over HTTPS, or I might be using NTLM, or who knows? Windows Azure Active
Directory. Federating, Active Directory, Facebook, whatever you're using. But the thing is that the registration call is not issued from the device to the hub. But basically, you just create a pass-through, like an authentication gateway, out of your backend. So you have like usually a post-web API, something on your backend that is taking the registration request from the device.
Right.
It's doing my authentication, making sure that I'm Elio, and then say, yes, you're indeed authorized to register for user ID column Elio.
Okay, so then the notification hub credentials only ever live on the server.
That is correct. There is no credential on the device anymore. You use the same authentication scheme as your app backend.
So then, what do I have to pass from the client to the backend that is going to be doing this on my behalf? Just the channel URI, but nothing?
Usually a couple of things. The channel URI for sure, because that's the whole reason of registration. You might have some tags. So maybe the app backend doesn't know all the tags and all the preferences. But that is completely dependent on your architecture. You could have the app that can inject some tags in that registration call. You also need a way to identify that specific device.
Okay,
that is done by creating an installation ID. So on the device, you create a GUID, you store it somewhere, and basically you need to make sure that the registration that you only create one registration for that specific device.
Okay.
This is a job that is usually done by our device SDK, but in this case there's no device SDK because this wasn't really secure. So you have to do that job.
All right, let's see the code.
Let's see the code. So in here, wrong one.
That one right there. So this looks like web API. You've got a post here.
Yes. So basically what we're doing, our device is issuing a registration call. It's actually API/register.
Okay.
It kind of makes sense. And then in here, what we're passing an installation ID, a channel URI, and a user ID.
And you're just, there's lots of ways to do this, certainly, but you're just passing a JSON object and pulling stuff out.
Yeah. So in here, there should be like your authentication logic. It doesn't have to be here. I've just put it here to make sure that there has to happen somewhere.
Yeah, and you would in fact not throw an exception, but you'd throw an error 500 or some appropriate RESTful exception.
Yeah. Okay. This is just to say it has to happen here.
Yeah, it's a demo.
And then what we're doing here, we're basically getting the registration by tag. We're using the installation ID to identify all the registrations of my device.
Okay, so the installation ID is the unique identifier of this one person on this one device.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and then for all the registrations that this person has.
Yes. What we're doing, we're updating the Chai URI, so we're getting the registration. If it's the first one, we update it, so we make sure that that's up to date. We update the Chai URI, we update the tags. Mm-hmm. So the registration is for me, I am the correct user ID, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
If I have more than one, it should never happen, but this is like an escape. If you have a bug in your code,
right.
You're calling things, the installation ID was changed.
And you're saying you should never have one because this is a unique device.
Yes.
It should only ever be one of this device.
Yes, yes. But sometimes, I mean, it's a mobile app. You have millions of things up there. Just to make sure to clean up your stuff.
Cleaning up after yourself.
And then you clean up this. Then, of course, if there wasn't already one, you have to create a new one. This is the first time that you register.
Right.
In here, I'm also sending a notification saying, hi, you actually registered.
I see. And then this could be templated as well, as we saw before.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
So in here, actually, if you want to have it templated, in here I'm assuming Windows. But if you have multiple apps,
right.
You would actually have to receive the Chai URI for Windows, you would have to receive the device token for iOS, you would have to receive. So this would be a little part of your backend, which would be platforms, but which has to know that
right.
You're handling multiple platforms.
So if I were writing like, you know, Bejeweled or one of these great cross-platform games that has breaking news like, hey, we're having a sale on Jewels.
Yes.
But specific things like, you, Elio, have not played in 1 week. Come back. Then it would all come through here. It's going to be unique. I want to make sure that I've abstracted all that away.
That is correct. The nice thing is that you still do not have to have any data layer. This is just like gateway. There's no like database in here for channel URIs, for platforms, associating a certain user with the platform and all those things. You can still use notification hubs for all that stuff.
So then that means that from a database, what is being stored perspective, the only thing that's really being stored is the installation ID on the client.
It's called on the client, so it's not
and
in the
back. And the tags, the things that the user is interested in on the client.
Yes.
And that's just being stored in whatever the local storage for that device is.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
And
then we use the same authentication mechanism that we already are using.
Yes.
So then this web API call is authenticated, as are all of my web API calls.
That is correct.
Very cool. Well, thanks so much for talking to me about
Thank you
notification hubs. It's Azure Friday.